Yippee-yi-yay. Riders in the sky.
We're waiting for Mondami to arrive. We'll cover the press conference live in this hour. It starts late. Harris is supposed to be covering it. And then we'll get into your interview coming up. All the great work you're doing, BX. Investigative journalist. Now, BX, you had a point to make as we hit the break. Was tying into the satanic child trafficking networks you've helped expose.
Yeah, well, just hearing commentary from the military, and you just reminded me that there was actually a 764 arrest for a naval petty officer who was actually using the Navy computer to get on Discord and administer some of these Discord servers where they're abusing kids. And it was a pretty big case. There's been other examples of people in the military who were busted for being members of 764. And there's also been some really well-known cases of Order of Nine Angles people infiltrating the military. That's part of what they do, is infiltrate the military and try to subvert, do coups and other kinds of things. And some people have been arrested for that. So that's definitely something that jogs my memory when I hear people talking about the subversion in the armed forces.
Is the Order of Nine Angles just a cult philosophy, or is there a leadership?
There's definitely a philosophy behind it. It's really silly, in my opinion. But, it's decentralized. The idea is it being decentralized, an individual path of self-betterment kind of that's rooted in Satanism. So there's no leader or really official groups, which actually makes it a lot harder to track down and eradicate.
Which is classic Satanism, selfishness.
That's exactly what it is, yes. self-worship, really.
And this is just one example of these groups.
Yeah, there's plenty of these groups. There's, like I said, there's the Maniac Murder Cult that originated in Ukraine. There's the No Lives Matter splinter that's more focused on mass shootings and stabbings and real life stuff that they try to get these kids to live stream. There's the True Crime Creator Community, which is these mass shooter glorification fan clubs that we've seen all these mass shooters being affiliated with. And then there's the Order of Nine Angles, where that doesn't really have as much of a direct role in comm anymore. It's more of like just an influence and aesthetic that has permeated that entire space.
Incredible. Let's go to Bill in Florida, Air Force. Go ahead, Bill. Thanks for holding.
Hey, how you doing?
Welcome, brother. Go ahead. What's your view on the Democrats claiming Trump's a dictator? Ignore him.
I'm sorry to curse like that. But I called in to say that your buddy Pete Santelli mentioned you today on I listened to you guys from 8 to 6. But he mentioned that Todd Blanchett is going after your buddy Ed and another guy. I don't know if you heard about that.
It's in the news that the deputy AG is trying to go after the task force leader Trump put in, Ed Martin. Yeah, I didn't get that from Santilli. That's in the news.
Yeah, I haven't heard you mention that. That's all. I'm like, because I listen to you guys, like I said, 8 to 6. And
you say 8 to 6. What time zone are you in? Where are you? Like the Philippines?
No, I'm in Florida.
When I say 8 to 6, we're live 11 to 3 p.m., but look right here. We have the article you mentioned. And so, we've got DOJ not going after Adam Schiff. It's going after Ed Martin and those who uncovered Schiff's mortgage crimes. So I missed what Santilli said specifically, but what did he get into?
What I was saying is I listened to you guys all day long at work.
Oh, I got
headphones. I sometimes go to work at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Sure. So what did he say Todd Blanchett's doing Ed Martin?
Well, he's, he's going after him. Todd Blanchett is going after Ed Martin and another guy.
I appreciate your call. Yeah, I know that's going on. Back in 60 seconds.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world.
That's right, you heard me. We're number one. And this is pissing off the Democrats in the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down, and now here we are, dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way, so if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app and tell the globalists to go f*** themselves.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
You see, Zohar Mamdani is a puppet of Soros and the globalists and the Muslim Brotherhood. So Trump having him there at the White House is going to spotlight his activities. And maybe he wants to roll over and join us. So we're going to be covering this live as it unfolds. We'll take one more call with our special guest. And then we'll follow this live coverage. She's going to be on with Harrison Smith to cover her whole story and all the great news she's got. And the scary news she's got, BX topics, coming up on Harrison Smith today. But let's take one final caller. Matthew in Iowa, you're on the air. Thanks for calling.
Thanks, Alex. I know you don't always like to hear it, but thank you for everything you do.
No. I love the thank you. I love the thank you.
If I can.
I love the thank you. I want to thank you. So go ahead.
Thank you. My question is, if this plays out and Trump ends up having to go in and take out a governor of a state, what happens next? Because a lot of times there's layers deep of the problem. Do they hold an election? Like, is the next person that steps up going to be able to do just the same, ignoring the orders that current governor would have been doing?
Yeah, we're not even talking about so much Trump taking out governors. It's that they're going to try a coup against him. But yeah, it has to be a case-by-case example. And it's up to the voters and viewers and whether or not what he's doing is right. But the globalists started all this. They planned all this. They created this atmosphere. And now they know one of his only moves left, when they do these national riots they're already trying to stage, is the military. They're going to call that Hitler 2.0. We have to understand this is all pre-planned.
Right. Be aware. All right. And then the point I wanted to make that I feel like has been really helping turn a lot of things around. I see it on the street. I see it within sports and even in music and entertainment, is God is back in people's minds and in their words. My wife and I, we went through a stretch. We were like, they were taking God out of the schools, and it was like you were being ostracized if you wanted to talk about God and Jesus. And now it seems like it's becoming more mainstream again, where it's okay to thank God and be someone that is God-fearing and God-loving and wanting to be on God's team.
I 100% agree with you. There's a global revival. People realize there's good versus evil, and that's why evil's so scared. BX comments on that, good versus evil.
I mean, I've always said that good's winning. I have to keep believing that, or else I wouldn't be able to do what I do.
But people were asleep before. I mean, I see it happening now.
I think a lot of people were asleep, even for my specific niche, which is really just the 764 cult. A lot of people 2 years ago were like, you're crazy, this sounds insane. And now people are really waking up all over, on all sides of the political spectrum. All over the world, people are starting to realize that this stuff does exist.
Well, credit to your work, but also they're now officially killing people, so.
Were you talking about the
their minions are killing people, so it's like, well, yeah, it's real.
Yeah, I mean, it's real, and they're shooting up schools. And when I tried to tell people 3 years ago that these school shooters are being groomed by these weird people on Discord servers, that was crazy, and now everybody just widely accepts that's a thing, and I think that it's something that's terrifying that we need to address.
On Charlie Kirk, thanks for the call, Matthew. On Charlie Kirk, though, I got it from the White House in late September. It was confirmed a few weeks ago. New York Times, you name it, said, oh, yeah, Kash Patel goes in and says, Tulsi Gabbard, you're not supposed to be involved in domestic intelligence, even though she is under law. We don't want to look at anybody helping him domestically or foreign and killing that. So it seems to me like the left said we want Charlie Kirk dead. The left said we're going to kill him. They celebrated the day after. Six trannies said he'll be dead tomorrow. Why are they not being investigated? What is the point of the FBI not doing that?
I mean, I don't know. You're right. I haven't heard any more about his accomplices. And this is like a common theme for a lot of these domestic terror related or mass casualty attacks, where we don't hear much about these people behind the scenes. If anything, ever. I think there's only been maybe one case where I've ever seen an arrest, and that was that Samantha Rupnow from Madison, Wisconsin school shooter. She had two accomplices who were arrested soon after, and we did hear about that, but it was really not big news. It was really kind of buried in the headlines. And so, yeah, no, we don't ever hear about these people who are behind the scenes grooming kids, and I think that that's something that we should be pressuring the government to give us more information on, especially in these high-profile cases.
Well, that's it. What are you covering with Aaron Smith today?
I really wanted to just talk about like my story, where I came from and how I got in the middle of all of this. Cause you might be able to tell, but I'm not like a professional person who does video stuff. And, I'm really just like a researcher who stumbled upon this stuff. And
you'll talk about what got you engaged,
what got me into it, and what I do now, and what's been working when we tackle these networks. And also, as always, just some advice for parents on how to keep their kids safe.
Because for people that don't know, there's trolls everywhere. What types of trolls?
When you say trolls, are you talking about these people who...
Predators targeting children.
Oh, yeah, yeah, for sure. They're everywhere. They're everywhere. It's not a matter of if your kid will be confronted by one of these people, if they're unattended online. It's when they'll be confronted. It's almost 100% of the time that if your kid is unsupervised online, they will come into contact with these people.
What are the worst places?
Roblox, Discord, Telegram, anywhere where your kid can talk to strangers. Your kid should not be able to talk to strangers, period. Whether that's on the street or online. And so anywhere where they can talk to members of the public, they're in danger.
What are the predators going to do as there's more attention shed on them?
Well, we're seeing them evolve and go run towards more encrypted apps. But what we've seen is they've tried to go toward these more kind of fringe encrypted apps where they think that they have less, where they think that they're more safe. But that hasn't really been working out for them because of, technical issues. So really, they haven't changed much at all. They've just attacked me more heavily. They're just attacking the messenger. I think just out of anger, they're just lashing out.
All right. So I've got the topics. And you kind of mentioned it, but how did you get into this? And then we'll get into how to get these guys arrested, educating parents. New 764 arrest reveals surprising link to ISIS. The FBI retweets and the butcher pleads guilty. Mm-hmm. But what got you into this again?
So I actually, I had been researching mass shootings and trying to figure out who these people were who were talking to these kids on Discord servers. And it eventually led me to this research about accelerationism and about the Order of Nine Angles cult. And then I actually found out about 764 because of that viral video where that kid got shot in the ear by his stepdad. Turned out that guy who got shot in the ear was a really nasty member of 764. He's going to be sentenced in January. I found out about that and I broke that story. And as a result, I got, attacked and threatened. And then I ended up myself being a victim in a FBI investigation into all the threats that were coming to me. And several of those people ended up getting arrested. So that was a really, really great feeling. And I do plan to attend the sentencing of Kyle Spitz, that first guy who got shot in the ear. That'll be in January. Really looking forward to actually seeing him in the person and seeing if he's actually as demonic as he seems from the outside.
They're out there and it's growing. Let's put on screen. Has Mondami arrived at the White House yet? Not yet. All right, BX, take a 45-minute break. You're on with Harrison Smith at 3 p.m. today for the War Room. Thank you so much. I want to air this John Bound report on the Islamic invasion that is now in full swing. I'm going to come back and cover Mondami and so much more. BX, where people find you? BX_on_X?
Yep, and on Substacks at BX Writes, like Writes, W-R-I-T-E-S.
But the good news is, studying this, you think the pedos are feeling the heat with Trump, at least.
Oh, for sure. They definitely are.
All right, well, thank you so much. Look forward to having you back soon. Here's John Bound's report, and we'll come back with Mondami at the White House. This should be interesting.
Dearborn, Michigan, once a beacon of Henry Ford's American tenacity, Dearborn has now morphed into an epicenter of the Muslim Brotherhood's insidious campaign, now boasting a Sharia law-compliant Arab majority population, has seen its police force transform from a mere 3% Arab representation to a staggering 45%. Streets once named for Revolutionary War heroes are being commandeered, replaced with Arabic monikers. A short section of Warren Avenue received an honorary co-naming for Osama Sablani. Sablani, who was pro-Hamas and pro-Hezbollah, honored due to 40-plus years as the publisher of the Arab American News in Dearborn. In response to criticism of the Sablani street signs, Muslim Mayor Hamoud told a dissenting Christian resident he was not welcome in the city.
Hezbollah, bombed the embassy in Beirut, and including many Americans. So I just feel it's quite inappropriate.
You're an Islamophobe. And although you live here, I want you to know as mayor, you're not welcome here. And the day you move out of the city will be the day that I launch a parade celebrating the fact that you moved out of the city.
Former J6 prisoner Jake Lang's full-blown ambush of Dearborn and its city council recently, for better or worse, heralded the raw, unfiltered mind of real America, something that all of the liberal rhetoric has continued to ignore to its own detriment.
You come here and you marry four or five women and you outbreed us. You change the laws. You make all of our country look like the places that you fled from. We don't want you here. Respectfully, get the f*** out of my country.
This whole mess was recently underscored by a foiled terrorist plot this past Halloween.
20-year-old Muhammad Ali and 20-year-old Majed Mahmoud are both charged with receiving and transferring firearms that would be used to commit terrorism. The U.S. attorney alleges Ali, Mahmoud, and at least three other co-conspirators were involved in a conspiracy to provide material support to ISIS, with the alleged attack planned for Halloween weekend.
And the foiled attack was preceded by chilling Death to America chants at an April 2024 Al-Quds Day rally. Meanwhile, in Texas, Texas Governor Greg Abbott issued a proclamation designating the Muslim Brotherhood as foreign terrorist organizations.
I did tell the public, as well as local law enforcement, that there actually are Sharia courts that are operating in Dallas, and they are trying to impose Sharia law. And I pointed out to local prosecutors, both in Dallas County as well as in Collin County, as well as to the Attorney General, as well as to the Texas Department of Public Safety, that what they are doing with these Sharia courts that we have identified in the letter that I issued today, they are in violation of Texas law, including violation of Texas penal codes. And so what they're doing in part could be considered a crime, but also clearly a violation of the Texas Constitution.
This action by Abbott, invoking Texas Penal Code and Property Code provisions, prohibits the groups and their affiliates from purchasing or acquiring land in the state, and empowers Attorney General Ken Paxton to pursue civil lawsuits to dismantle their operations, marking the first such state-level designation, despite neither group appearing on the U.S. State Department's federal terrorist list. Even those that know have been screaming from the rooftops for years.
After the recent ban of Muslim Brotherhood in Jordan, I have a message to Western countries that still hosts the Brotherhood leaders and members. It's a message from those who know. The Muslim Brotherhood is not just a political movement. It is the ideological mother of some of the deadliest terrorist groups in the modern world. Since its founding, the Brotherhood has been crystal clear about its mission. Not reform, but domination. Not coexistence, but conquest. Throughout its history, violence has followed.
You are in a crisis. You went to the Muslim countries and you imported the garbage that the Muslim countries wanted to put in prison or isolate away from society. You went and you imported them. Why? For cheap labor. But these Islamist extremists, they don't want to work. They want free welfare. They want to marry French women, blonde hair, blue eyes. They don't have time to work.
And I have countless Saudi leaders in their government saying the same thing for 10 years. They're like, listen, we don't want jihad. We want to invest. We want a space age. We got all this money and power. We don't need to have a war. You could say they got some long game. Maybe they're bad. Whatever. The point is they've been saying, don't bring these people in. And Germany, England, none of them will deport people that have huge criminal records of murder, you name it, back in Saudi Arabia. Because Saudi Arabia will throw him in prison or kill him.
But if you convince the public, they're going to go in the street and say, long live Sharia, long live Sharia. They will do it. But we have to convince them.
Kerr has decried it as a defamatory publicity stunt rooted in debunked conspiracy theories and anti-Muslim bigotry, accusing Abbott of prioritizing pro-Israel donors over Texas residents and threatening legal action on First Amendment grounds. Abbott welcomed the legal action as a perfect opportunity for his attorney general to delve into the financial ties binding Kerr and the Muslim Brotherhood to overseas terrorist networks.
We're putting an application now where we're selecting the names of the streets in the United States of America. We're putting the subdivision laws, like, hey, this is the law. One of the laws being your yearly contribution, 75% of it goes to support the masjid that's going to be there.
We're making
these laws. We're putting those laws. It's unbelievable what Allah can do for you.
It is increasingly embarrassing that we have allowed it to go this far. It's time we took the sacrifice of those on 9/11 seriously. Man up and woman up. Delete the weakness in your life and get to work saving your country and your own ass. John Bound reporting for InfoWars.
And I love how Mondami, you notice, not the Saudi prince, not Zelensky, not the Polish president, not Vladimir Putin, not the French president, not the British prime minister. No one has showed up late to meet with Trump, who's on time usually, about 5 minutes behind, maybe. That was before. Now he's like dead on time, which is unprecedented. Obama, Clinton would make you wait 30 minutes. Mondami is now 21 minutes late at the White House, just to arrive. Constant disrespect. Now, smart people can hold two different threats in their head at the same time, or 10 threats, or 100 threats. So I don't like black widows. I don't like brown recluses. They're the two main spiders in North America that can kill you. I've had family bit by a brown recluse, giant black pus, rot hole, almost loses their leg. My dad's school teacher grew up in East Texas. In his elementary school, they still had outhouses. That's how country it was. She got bit on the ass by a black widow, got an infection, cut her leg off, she died. So I don't like the Zionist control lobby and what it's doing. It's like a brown recluse. But the black widow is Islam, way more deadly. And so I love the fake right wing, like, oh, you covered Islam, you're covering for Israel. Shut up. That's idiot level understanding. No, the globalists are allied with it. They're bringing it in. And it's disgusting. And it doesn't mean all the Muslims are like this. I don't hate them individually, but the Muslim Brotherhood's the dominant group. It's who the Democrats are allied with. It's taken over Europe, and they come in with a plan with violence and intimidation to push you out once they're 10%, and they're doing it. And they're mainly allied 98% of the time voting with Democrats and socialists and communists around the world. So there's a red-green alliance. Meanwhile, we have disgusting activity by Mike Huckabee. Mike Huckabee, former governor of Arkansas, well-spoken, agree with him on domestic policy, a likable guy, him and his daughter. But he is the ambassador to Israel. He is a Christian Zionist. He's not a loyal American when it comes to policy. So now we learn he met secretly with Jonathan Pollard. If you go to the list of the secrets he stole from the United States and sold to Israel and spent decades in prison for, the Democrats let him out. That's a false claim that Trump let him out. He didn't. But we've got Pollard secretly meeting with Mike Huckabee, and Pollard runs his mouth about how Israel held the U.S. hostage with a nuclear weapon before, which is true. So I don't care if you're the British or the Chinese or the Israelis, whoever you are. This is our country. We're not putting up with this. So I don't want the main focus to be you. I don't have a hard on. I don't have a secret Hitler shrine in my house. I don't throw darts at, pictures of Moses on the wall. I'm just saying, you would not put up with this from us. And then Mike Huckabee constantly with Pollard. Pollard should never have been released from prison. Why is he secretly meeting with Pollard? Here's the headline. It's on InfoWars.com. Then we've got Pollard bragging about how Israel controls us with a sanction option, our nuclear war. Here's a clip of Pollard.
Admit this. We are now feeding our enemy. I mean, this has never happened in history before, and you have to ask why. And I don't want to hear this business that it's consistent with Jewish morality. It isn't. Anybody saying that doesn't know anything about Jewish morality at all. Oh, let me bring you back to October 1973 during the Yom Kippur War when Henry Kissinger instituted an arms embargo against us. And what happened? What happened was an A-4 Skyhawk was parked at Tel Nof Air Base with some interesting weapons under its wings. And we told the Americans, take your eye in the sky and take a good look at the airplane that's on that runway. And the next day, the airlift started to Israel, the arms airlift.
So in other words, we threatened their...
We threatened to use unconventional weapons. I'll leave it at that. And so he said, is this what you want us to threaten now? I said, absolutely, except this time I want us to go forward with it if necessary. If they think we're bluffing, we go forward with it. Look, as far as I'm concerned, when we are faced with an existential threat, we have the right to use any and all weapons in our disposal to eliminate that existential threat. A lot of people don't know anything about nuclear weapons at all. What they are, how they can be used. And I'm tired of using euphemisms. I'm tired of saying, well, we have something, you know, in the basement, but we won't be the first to introduce nuclear weapons in the Middle East. It's enough already.
So the word was they killed Kennedy, and there was a lot of reasons they killed Kennedy. I talked to the witnesses, his the main hitman before he died, and E. Howard Hunt and his mistress on record. I didn't hear anything about Jews. But in the Constellation, Kennedy was pissed off at Israel getting nukes right around then and was about to go after him. And then you have Pollard bragging about it. So it definitely added into it all. And you got Jack Rubenstein, you know, and as you know, getting rid of the supposed patsy. But what we do know is you got Pollard, the spy, released by Obama, sitting there bragging, we're holding you hostage with nuclear weapons. Almost all the war games, I mean, I'm going to say almost, I mean all of them basically, show anybody uses a nuke. Pakistan with India, India with Pakistan, vice versa, Russia, Europe, Europe, Russia, U.S., Russia. It goes nuclear war like in hours or days. And so we got this guy saying, we need to admit we got nukes, and we need to go ahead and use them. Yeah, this is the end, my friend. I mean, you want to get everybody killed? I don't want Tel Aviv blown up or Jerusalem or D.C. or Austin, Texas. I mean, look, this has all been a war game, okay, Pollard? So smarter people than you don't want people to know Israel has nuclear weapons. But you're up there running your mouth to escalate this. You're an idiot. And you should still be locked up in federal prison. My fellow InfoWarriors, we are having right now in late November into early December the biggest sale in the history of InfoWars. That's in 28 years. You know why? It's the InfoWars closing mega blowout sale. And some would say, well, the bad guys are about to take it over. Why should we support it? There's not even enough money in here to keep us running until they have the state auction. They're saying mid-December to early January. And here's the catch. If they have a real auction and allow good guys to come in and bid, well, then we'll just continue on. I just won't be the owner. But you already saw the federal auction that even the judge said was a fraud and wasn't real to The Onion and Bloomberg and the Democrats. And so because they're the plaintiffs and they control what's happening through the state court judge that ran the original show trial on us, I'm not holding my breath. I mean, barring a miracle, they're going to you know, auctions to themselves for $1 or whatever, and then this place shuts down. We've got the Alex Jones Network, our great sponsor, Bigly. But I'll tell you this, we'll shut down for sure if funds don't come in to InfoWarsStore.com. Remember last year when The Onion, this time last November, announced they owned us, sales went down over 75% and have stayed like that because people were like, well, we're not going to give them money. But of course, the judge ruled they didn't buy it. And of course, The Onion says now they intend to try to bid and get it again.
What would you control?
I mean, I really would like to control InfoWars.
No, that's a good answer.
But regardless, it doesn't matter. Our tank is on zero, basically. Okay, we're on E. This is just enough money coming in with the products we have to pay the payroll, to keep the lights on, and to operate to see if this final Hail Mary shot with the state auction works and if good guys are actually allowed to buy it. Remember, the plaintiffs have said they don't want money. They want us off the air. So I'm not going to give up. I'm going to go right to the line here. And this is the biggest sale. You ever heard us say 75% off? That's right. And the products we have are products with great manufacturers, supplement makers that love us and have been giving it to us on spec. So this is all fresh, ladies and gentlemen. We've been in bankruptcy. We've not been able to buy new product. But with this system, we have the product on hand, ready to ship to you, and you're guaranteed to get it. So take action right now. Emergency fundraiser, last chance to save up to 75% at InfoWarsStore.com. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, the very strongest, 40% off. Ultimate Fish Oil, the highest quality, incredible, 40% off. Prebiotic Fiber, 75% off. Pain MD, an incredible natural pain reliever, works incredibly. This is a product that I came up with with top designers. Final run of that available. Pain MD, 60% off. Nitric Boost, a fan favorite. Dr. Judy Mikovits loves it. Cleans out the heart. So good for the cardiovascular. Spike protein detoxer, and men have a great effect, let's just say, in the man department with it. Nitric Boost, 40% off. Plus, great deals on books, DVDs, shirts, hoodies, and other items at InfoWarsStore.com. So this is probably the last run. These are collectible items. It's history. Help us fight right up to the end, never giving up, and trusting in God for a miracle if that's God's will. But God works through you, so take action, which is probably the last time you can, here in the next month at InfoWarsStore.com.
Is there's going to be a large set of plaintiffs who are going to be dividing up the corpse of InfoWars in the bankruptcy estate.
And money is just one component of that, and not the most important component of it.
Take Alex Jones' platform that he talks about away.
And if you're considering giving him money, I just want you to know that based on the jury's verdict today, it's not a very good bet.
The money's not even really the question for me. The question is, will this suit be successful at stopping him from being on the national stage?
Take him out.
What would you control?
I mean, I really would like to control InfoWars.
No, that's a good answer.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm sure you don't need me to tell you this, because you pay attention. That's why you tune in. You're a news hound like I am. You want to be informed. Put it back on screen. I have watched, since Trump got in 10 and a half months ago, more than 50 world leaders from Poland and from Syria and from Saudi Arabia and from the UK and from Mexico and from everywhere, Canada, you name it, Germany, you name it, they always show up within 5 minutes of the time, sometimes early. And Trump is a guy that's on time, maybe sometimes 5 minutes behind. So Mondami, the communist Islamic globalist Socialist Democrat, is now 34 minutes late. Trump doesn't want him to wreck New York. Trump has major investments there. Trump knows communism isn't a failed ideology. It's an ideology of tyranny and control, just like Islam. And so I guarantee you, Trump has been in the White House. He's always, you know, a few minutes early. He's been in there for like 40 minutes waiting. And God knows who Mondami's meeting with. Remember 6-8 months ago, that incredible meeting when Trump spanked with J.D. Vance Zelensky. Zelensky was like 5 minutes late. He'd been meeting across the street with the Democrats and promising to go against the deal Trump had made, which Trump's put forward again unilaterally because Ukraine won't make a deal. So I predict, and I'm kind of envious right now that Harrison Smith's coming up in 22 minutes, and he has a guest, but I'm sure she understands, man, get pushed later. This is, I predict Trump is going to go crazy because of this. Because he works like 20 hours a day at least. I mean, we wish he wouldn't. We say, sir, can you work 18 hours, sir, please? You're 79 years old. Please, sir, please. I mean, Trump fills his schedule full of action. He takes time off for golf. He takes time out with his wife. He got caught, you know, in the hot mic talking to Marco Rubio. He goes, yeah, I've been gone for a week. Haven't seen my wife. I at least want an hour with her. So this meeting we're about to have, no small talk, because they had a behind-the-closed-door meeting in Mar-a-Lago. He goes, let's have a quick meeting. I want no small talk. I want to be with my wife. I mean, Trump's like budgeting a few hours a week with his bombshell wife. Can you imagine how pissed Trump is right inside the White House, sitting there waiting for Mondami with a meeting set for almost two weeks, ever since he won? And I think I even said at the start of the show, I bet Mondami shows up later. I said to somebody. And this is crazy. We've got the federal feed of this, and now it's cut to people walking around inside the White House. This is bizarre. Let's go to an audio feed right now. No audio yet. So Trump and mayoral-elect Mondami meeting at White House. And usually you get the front shot. Now it's cut to this. Go to Fox, guys. Let's see what they're covering. I mean, this is getting weirder and weirder and weirder. Because I'm surprised Mondami has the guts.
Facing desk.
The desk?
He's at the desk. Facing, he'll be at the desk. Yeah.
Yeah, go back to the raw feed. This is crazy. So,
I don't know. There's people.
Wow, we're getting some raw feed from the White House.
So we're going to, that's just going to cross over.
So this is bizarre. I've never seen this happen before. Now they've cut from the front shot to a back shot. It looks like total bedlam at the White House. You hear the reporters talking in the background. Let's listen to this. Go back to Fox. So imagine how pissed Trump is that Zelensky didn't show up in a suit, because he's supposed to respect everybody. And now he's 38 minutes late. Look at the reporters. They can't believe it. I mean, this is a scandal. I know we got satellite feeds here at the office, but where are you guys getting this feed? This is crazy. Look. Oh, my God. We're in the Oval Office. What is this? Where'd you guys get this feed? Is this satellite, guys? Where'd you guys get this? Yeah, so this is the White House satellite feed right now, because we got satellite links here. I guess Trump's pissed.
Well, thank you very much. We've just had a great meeting, a really good, very productive meeting. We have one thing in common. We want this.
I told he was showing up at 2. I guess he got snuck in the back. This is bizarre. Let's go back to it. Here we go.
The mayor, he really ran an incredible race against, you know, a lot of smart people, starting with the early primaries against some very tough people, very smart people. And he beat him, and he beat him easily. And I congratulated him. And we talked about some things in very strong
common.
So even
the media got confused.
Housing and getting housing.
I figured this out now. They thought they were waiting at 2 for him to arrive. He got snuck in the back because Trump wanted to meet with him first. And then now, so he didn't show up late. They decided to have a meeting before Trump decided what he was going to do. Okay, let's go back to this.
I've been saying to a lot of people, Walmart said that Thanksgiving this year is exactly 25% less than last year. So that's good for New York, good for everybody. But I just want to congratulate. I think you're going to have hopefully a really great mayor. The better he does, the happier I am. I will say there's no difference in party. There's no difference in anything. And we're going to be helping him to make everybody's dream come true, having a strong and very safe New York. And congratulations, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you.
I appreciate it.
Please.
I appreciated the meeting with the president, and as he said, it was a productive meeting focused on a place of shared admiration and love, which is New York City, and the need to deliver affordability to New Yorkers, the 8.5 million people who call our city their home, who are struggling to afford life in the most expensive city in the United States of America. We spoke about rent, we spoke about groceries, we spoke about utilities, we spoke about the different ways in which people are being pushed out, and I appreciated the time with the president, I appreciated the conversation. I look forward to working together to deliver that affordability for New Yorkers.
Thank you very much. Any questions, please?
President Trump, Stephen Nelson from the New York Post. I've got a question for you and then also one for Mayor-elect.
Sure.
For you, you referred to Mr. Mamdani as a communist. Can you describe why you feel that way? And also, will you do anything to stop him from arresting Prime Minister Netanyahu if he visits New York?
Well, we didn't discuss your second part of the question. And on your first part, I mean, he's got views a little out there, but who knows? I mean, we're going to see.
Yeah, folks, I checked it. The press just learned this. They snuck him in. This is really bizarre. Let's continue.
It's now quite a while ago. It's quite a while. My first term was great. We had the greatest economy in the history of our country. We're doing even better now. We're doing much better now than we did even the first term. And I can tell you some of my views have changed. And we had discussions on something. I'm not going to discuss what they were, but that I feel very confident that he can do a very good job. I think he is going to surprise some conservative people, actually, and some very liberal people. He won't surprise them because they already like him.
And Mr. Mamdani, it sounds like you had a productive discussion, but just days ago you referred to President Trump as a despot who betrayed the country. You said I would be his worst nightmare and accused him of having a fascist agenda. Are you planning to retract any of these remarks in order to improve your relationship?
I think both President Trump and I, we are very clear about our positions and our views. And what I really appreciate about the president is that the meeting that we had focused not on places of disagreement, which there are many, and also focused on the shared purpose that we have in serving New Yorkers. And frankly, that is something that could transform the lives of the 8.5 million people who are currently struggling.
Trump's putting pressure on his backers to roll over.
And the meeting came back again and again to what it could
look
like.
Trump knows that New York sinks, the country sinks. It's too powerful. So this is like Trump and pressure.
And I've been called much worse than a despot, so it's not that insulting. But maybe I think he'll change his mind after we get to working together. Yes, please.
Mr. President, Matt Hammerstadt from MTV Lebanon.
Good.
I would like to ask you a question about the Middle East regarding
sure.
You said that Hezbollah in Lebanon is not in a good position.
You know they got dirt on Mamdani.
The climate unresolved after Gaza and Syria. Given your assessment, guys, what do you say for the Lebanese today? It's the independent
yeah.
state of Lebanon. And what is your next move to push toward disarmament?
Sure. Well, we are pushing for total disarmament of Hamas and, frankly, everybody else. And we actually have peace in the Middle East. As you know, the King of Saudi Arabia just left yesterday. We had some great meetings, and he's made a contribution toward the United States of more than $1 trillion. We have now over $20 trillion coming in. No country has ever had anything like that, not even close. If you go to $2 trillion or $1 trillion, it's a lot. We have $20 or $21 trillion. I think that Hezbollah has been a problem in Lebanon, big problem. We're working with Lebanon. We're working with everybody in the Middle East. That's another thing I think we have in common. We want to see peace in the Middle East. And we actually have now, for the first time, peace in the Middle East after 3,000 years. And now we're going to refine it. And I think you're going to see some very positive things happen.
There is a potential to invite the Lebanese
president. Oh, sure. Oh, I would do that. Yeah, absolutely. And if the mayor would like to be here for that meeting, because I know he feels very strongly. I think you feel very, very strongly about peace in the Middle East.
We desperately want it. And that's something that I shared with the president, that when I spoke to New Yorkers who had voted for the president last November on Hillside Avenue and Fordham Road, I asked them why. I heard again and again two major reasons. One was that they wanted an end to forever wars. They wanted an end to the taxpayer dollars we had funding violations of human rights. And they wanted to address the cost of living crisis. And I appreciated the chance to discuss both of those things.
You said a lot of my voters actually voted for him. And I'm 1 in 10. And I'm okay with that. I'll do that. I'll sign it. Give it to me. I'll sign it in a minute. That's pretty good.
Mr. President, you threatened to send federal troops to New York City. You both have differences when it comes to ICE agents in New York City. Mr. Mamdani, you called ICE a rogue government entity. I wonder how you reconcile your differences on both of those issues.
Well, I think we're going to work them out. And I think that if we have known murderers and known drug dealers and some very bad people.
Yeah, this is humiliating Netanyahu right now. Because Trump's got all the Arab states doing what he wants. And don't make no mistake, Bandami's Muslim Brotherhood is his biggest backer, not Soros. So Trump, just like he did with Saudi Arabia, I'm not even defending it, I'm saying what I see happening, brought him in the back, made the press stand out there for an hour. He wanted to make sure Mamdani got read in on things. And then now Mamdani's eating out of his hand. So they don't wreck New York, which could bring the country down. The country's very close to being brought down. Very sophisticated action by Trump. I'm actually very impressed by this. Let's go back to it.
Mr. President, we'll really see in a second. But first of all, to the mayor-elect. You're both from different parts of the political spectrum. You're both populist, though. I just wondered to what extent the president's campaign style, his techniques, his social media use inspired any part of your campaign.
Well, I actually told the president that, you know, so much of the focus of our campaign has been on the cost of living crisis. And when we asked those New Yorkers who had voted for the president, when we saw an increase in
his
numbers in New York City.
And now he's repeating it. Bandami's saying, my voters voted for Trump in war. This is absolutely about Netanyahu.
The cost of groceries, the cost of rent, the cost of Con Ed, the cost of child care. And too often, politicians are looking to lecture to New Yorkers what they should care about as opposed to listen.
See, Trump knows if he attacks Bandami like they want, it makes him bigger.
We heard them speak
But Trump can choke him up with federal funds while he's acting like his buddy.
I am really looking
That's what Trump's doing. Very sophisticated. That's the thing about Trump. He'll do 3D chess stuff that I wouldn't even think of that's so smart, and then he'll do the dumbest stuff and later admit it was wrong. Like, I had the White House last night. Like, no, we admit. What do? You know, they watched the show last week. They had the, you know, they had the pollster up. I mean, it's like Trump's. But anybody super smart is not smart on everything. I'll say that myself.
Which is true. We have to get Con Edison to start lowering the rates.
Absolutely.
Last week you told me you were pushing ahead with your plans to sue BBC for up to $5 billion. You were going to speak to Prime Minister Starmer as well. Is there any progress or any updates on those issues?
Well, we get along very well with the Prime Minister. We made a deal with UK. I like him. He's a fine person. And, you know, I think they have some big energy problems. You know, they've got windmills all over the place. They're going to have to start using other methods because their energy is out of control. Talking about in the UK, it's out of control. And he's got that problem. He's got a big immigration problem, as you know, and he's got a big energy problem. And we talk about it. He's a good man. Prime Minister is a good man.
You had a chance to speak this week.
I haven't spoken this week.
Mr. President, have you spoken to President Zelensky about your plan?
I've spoken with their people. We have a plan. It's horrible what's happening. It's a war that should have never happened.
Zelensky will never respond. It's the same plan from a year ago. So that's getting wound down. But it's Ukraine's already lost.
You talk about utilities, but a lot of the big energy-producing plants have been under attack, to put it mildly, to put it nicely. We have a way of getting peace, or we think we have a way of getting peace. He's going to have to approve it. It's so sad, so many people. You know, last month they lost 25,000 soldiers. This is something, we haven't seen anything like this since the Second World War. They're averaging 6,000 or 7,000 a week between the two of them, dead soldiers.
All right, it's now confirmed. Mamdani snuck in. Definitely Trump's plan to see what he's going to say before he did this meeting.
Peace deals of countries, including India and Pakistan.
Shots. Yeah, as long as he's done, folks. Russia's taking cities like every day.
The Congo and Rwanda, that was 10 million people dead. And we worked something out on that. But so many. And the one I thought would have been, for me, because I have a very good relationship with President Putin, I thought that would have been maybe quicker. But it does take two to tango. And now you just see all the death And, you know, it doesn't affect us other than the fact that we don't want to see all those people that really is on the other side of the ocean. It's a war that should have never happened. It did happen. I blame the person also sitting right behind this desk. This is a war that should have never happened, and it wouldn't have happened if I were president. But we're trying to save a lot of lives. They're losing 25, think of that, 25,000 lives over the last short period of time. That's Ukrainian and Russian. And it's a shame.
What happened to the president? I want to ask the mayor-elect about a House resolution just passed overwhelmingly to condemn socialism, including with 86 Democrats, all of House Dem leadership, and the minority leader, Hakeem Jeffries, despite his endorsement of you. What's your reaction to that?
I have to be honest with you, I focused very little on resolutions, frankly. I've been focusing
on socialism.
Folks, I understand. I think
Trump not attacking him takes all his power away. And I admit, I'm wrong like 3% of the time. This is one of the times. This is like genius. Because now Mondami doesn't get to blame stuff on Trump when he collapses stuff.
Your comment calling the president a fascist, and your answer was, both President Trump and I have been clear about our positions and our views. Mm-hmm. Are you affirming that you think President Trump is a fascist?
I've spoken about...
I totally mess with that, but this is... I love curveballs. See, Trump does the most genius stuff, man. He does the dumbest stuff. We all do.
Also, about this Ukraine plan.
Yeah.
President Zelensky said today that his country would risk either giving up a partner or giving up its dignity. There's been criticism that...
Ukraine's already lost.
He doesn't like it?
It's unclear. He was sort of
He'll have to like it. And if he doesn't like it, then, you know, they should just keep fighting, I guess. You
the
know?
Suggestion that you made, though,
keep losing.
If he doesn't accept it, that the U.S. would pull back its support for Ukraine.
At some point, he's going to have to accept something. You know, he hasn't accepted. You remember right in the Oval Office not so long ago, I said, you don't have the cards. Don't forget, I inherited this war. I would have never, this war never would have happened. I inherited this war. And I thought he should have made a deal a year ago, 2 years ago. The ultimate deal would have been if it never started. That would have been the good deal. That could have been done, too, if you had the right president. But you didn't have the right president.
Mr. President.
Damn right.
Mr. President, cost of living is something that you and Mr. Mondami seem to agree on.
Right.
Democrats have run New York City for a long time, Mr. Mondami. Do you see Democrat policy specifically as being a problem? And I'd like that to be a question that both of you could answer in your city.
Look, I think that there are many things in our city where we have to own the responsibility of it, things that existed long before
Trump
the president
took all his power away with this. I miss things rarely. I miss this. This is literal juice. But Trump said, oh, I want to have him here. I'm going to be friends. So I guess I miss that. People would love the red meat to beat the living snot out of him, but now all the failures on Mondami if he doesn't do the policies Trump wants.
Right back at the heart of our politics so that we don't have a situation where we're in the wealthiest city in the history of the world and yet one in five can't even afford $2.90 for a MetroCard.
Mr. President,
you know, we had some interesting conversation and some of his ideas really are the same ideas that I have. But a big thing on cost. You know, the new word is
Mondami says he'll cut government. Communists always do. That's the difference.
But it's very accurate. And they're coming down. They were, you know, we had the highest inflation in the history of our country the last 4 years under the Biden administration. And we've got inflation down now to a normal.
You know, the best thing about Trump getting hurt by the polls and us criticizing him, which the White House called about, they don't lie, is now Trump. Whenever he thinks he's winning, he does terrible. As soon as he thinks he's losing, we get the good Trump. Which I get, that's the way the universe works. But I mean, this is something else. I mean, I hope you realize what you're watching.
In terms, it could be covered by international law.
Because Mondami could do anything he wanted to New York as long as Trump attacked him. That's why Trump messed up on Canada and attacked the globalists, but made it about the Canadian people, and then he helped Carney get in. That was a mistake. Trump has learned from this.
Do you want to respond?
Yeah, I think what I've shared with the president is our desire to not only follow the laws of our own city, laws that protect New Yorkers, but also a desire for consistency in our politics across the board. And that's something that we've talked about and something that I know many New Yorkers want.
We were precise.
We discussed ICE and New York City, and I spoke about how the laws that we have in New York City allow for New York City government to speak to the federal administration for about 170 serious crimes. The concerns that many New Yorkers have are around the enforcement of immigration laws on New Yorkers across the five boroughs, and most recently we're talking about a mother and her two children, how this has very little to do with what that is.
What we did is we discussed crime, mm-hmm. more than ICE per se. We discussed crime, and he doesn't want to see crime, and I don't want to see crime. And I
have. All right, let's stop here. This is live. We can pause it right here. The War Room is about to begin with Harrison Smith. They're going to cover some of this. Obviously, coming in live, you'll see this. Go to Real Alex Jones on X. Go to Harrison Smith's feed. Go to Rumble for the Alex Jones Network. We'll continue on with the analysis of Harrison Smith and his guests and other guests today, 3 to 6 p.m. Remember, I can only do this because of your support. I thank you humbly for it. I respect it and I appreciate it. We have the biggest sale in the history of the AlexJonesStore.com running right now. There's a bunch of specials daily on top of this, but buy any supplement and get any other supplement you want free. That means one supplement's $20, one's $40. Buy that $20, $40 free. The Ultramethylene Blue, the Spike Protein Detox, Ultimate Life Force, the Shilajit, the Irish Sea Moss, it's all there right now. This runs for 1 week. Biggest sale, fundraiser. We need the support. We're in the thick of the battle. I want to thank you all for your support. I'm sorry the battle just continues on, but these are products you want. All this new apparel in, Patriot, and the Team 1776 Worldwide. It's all there. Hat of the Month Club, subscribing, get a new custom design, new hat every month. The Bloodline Colostrum is the very best. Private label, the top lab in the country. So incredible. TheAlexJonesStore.com. And if you're a VIP for $30 a month, cancel any time, $40 instantly spend in the store. Special deals, special offers, special sales just to you. And if you're worried about stuff selling out, which it does, like Ultramethylene Red, become a subscriber, 50% off in the future, cancel any time in your profile for free. Become a VIP if you're going to buy anything. Become a subscriber for stuff you love. But 99% of you never bought anything there. We need your support. It's about skin in the game. Go get a t-shirt. Go get Methylene Blue. See if you love it. You will. 80%+ reorders of Methylene Blue. All you do is support us. It's not like you're losing something. You know we're doing a great job in the info war. Well, then go get a product. TheAlexJonesStore.com. I want to thank the crew. I want to thank everybody out there watching, listening, all our affiliates, everybody, for the great work you're doing. I got more reports coming up this evening. We'll post on InfoWars and X and Rumble. But Harrison Smith takes over right now with the rest of this amazing curveball protest with Mondami and so much more. Stay with us. The War Room coming up. Find the feeds at Real Alex Jones. Look for the InfoWars feed to find Harrison Smith. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Right now on TheAlexJonesStore.com, you get buy one, get one free for any supplement. That includes our incredible Ultramethylene Blue, either the tincture or the capsules, as well as the Shilajit gummies, the Colostrum Plus, the Bovine Colostrum Plus, the Irish Sea Moss gummies. I mean, there's a lot of really incredible stuff. I'm here in studio with Patrick Byrne. I know you're a big fan of the Ultramethylene Blue. Right now, that's buy one, get one free. All supplements, buy one, get one free. It's the Black Friday, came early, mega sale at TheAlexJonesStore.com. Plus, we have a new deal. It's the Hat of the Month Club, where you can sign up and get a new hat every month, which is very fun. Of course, Christmas is coming up, folks. It'll be here before you know it. So do your Christmas shopping for the info warriors in your life. Patrick, you still all hopped up on Methylene Blue?
I am. I pilfer a bottle every time I come. You guys pay me in Methylene Blue. And right. when it's been more than 60 days since I've been here, I run out. I will absolutely notice within a few days. A few days, my life goes back to being a little more lethargic than I should, wanting to sleep in. And it's not like speed or something. It isn't something. It's just you feel healthier.
It's like a clean, smooth energy. It's not coffee where you're sort of jittery. It's just like it's like putting super gasoline in your car rather than the regular stuff. It's subtle, but you notice it.
You do.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at Real Alex Jones and at AJN Live. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to alexjonesapp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones